It's only 4 years since Dundalk Football Club were playing Arsenal at the Emirates Stadium in the group stages of the Europa League. Fast forward to today, and there are real fears that the club could fold with debts of up to €2 million. It follows a statement from the owner of the club about the serious financial predicament that it is currently in. We're joined now by James Rogers, freelance journalist who writes for the Argus newspaper in Dundalk. James, Brian Ainscough is the owner. He's American. He only bought the club about 9 months ago. What did he say in his statement?
Basically confirming that there was financial difficulties and that there was a real, I suppose, risk for the club going forward. He did say that he had been hoping to secure investment last month in August, and for various reasons it fell through, and that's how he got here. He confirmed reports that the players and staff hadn't been paid and said he was working hard to resolve the situation. But obviously from a supporter's perspective, when you run into these sort of problems, you have to fear the worst.
How did this happen, James?
Well, it's been a cumulative thing, I suppose, where, you know, as you mentioned there, the club were on a high, and I suppose maybe chasing getting back to those highs and not bringing enough in terms of, you know, fundraising and various events probably didn't help. But the club has gone through several owners in the last few seasons. If they do manage to find another, it'll be 5 and 9. So it's been a lot of change, and as a result, there's probably been no long-term strategy to run it as sees fit. And look, unfortunately, there's not a lot of money in Irish football. So when you have a bad season, it can be very hard to run a profitable business.
Playing Arsenal, and we remember their great success in Europe a few years previous to that as well. Did they put all their eggs in that basket which does produce the big money, the TV money?
Well, a little bit, but I suppose, yeah, look, it's gone, as I mentioned there, it's gone through various ownership groups, and there's been different answers to that based on who was in charge at the various time. But yeah, certainly, like, you know, you're only going back less than 4 years ago to that, and at that point, the club was very cash rich and looking like it was well set up for the future, but mistakes have been made, and now it's a case of can they get out of it? Because look, it's a big employer in Dundalk. There's a lot of players there without wages at the moment. There's a lot of staff that live in the community, and a lot of local businesses as well that are owed money. So I think the major concern now is probably, you know, there can be maybe postmortems of how we got here later, but just can resolutions be found to sort those people out as best as possible.
Any interested buyers?
There has been talks with round about 8 to 10 different parties, a lot of them sort of just explorative. Obviously, when your debts are that great, it's probably doesn't make a lot of financial sense from a business perspective to go in there. You're really looking for maybe a white knight, and if that doesn't emerge, you're probably looking at the more realistic scenario of possible examinership, which, look, isn't ideal for anyone. It affects, obviously, the existing staff there. It affects potentially, you know, so a lot of the creditors who are owed money, because, you know, they'll be burnt on it, and it's not an ideal scenario at all.
James, thank you very much indeed. James Rogers, freelance journalist with the Argus newspaper in Dundalk.